Sri Sukadev Goswami said, O king, after hearing this speech by her husband, the demigoddess Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, gave up her astonishment at the behavior of King Chitraketu and became steady in intelligence. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarked that the word Shantadhihi means Sviya Purva Sobhava Smritya. When Parvati remembered her former behavior in cursing Chitraketu, she became very much ashamed and covered her face with the skirt of her sari, admitting that she was wrong in cursing Chitraketu. This is verse also the continuation of same description. Mother Parvati, she cursed Chitraketu, a great devotee. So this particular verse, this is comment by Sukadeva Goswami himself. What happened, what was the effect of the whole incident, and especially Lord Shiva, Shiva's statement in this chapter we know that very much celebrated incident described when Mother Parvati cursed Chitraketu. We know that once upon a time Lord Shiva was sitting on the Kailash mountain and there he was imparting transcendental knowledge, and the many great saintly personalities were sitting in that assembly. Even Devarshi Narad and big saintly person were there. Shiva was speaking and at that time, while speaking, sitting on Vyasasana, Lord Shiva, some strange behavior he was doing. He was embracing his wife Parvati at the same time. While he was sitting, and same time his wife was also sitting there. And she was in the lap of Lord Shiva. And then at that time Chitraketu was traveling, was a great devotee, favored by Lord Shankarsana Dev. He was traveling by aircraft, airplane, and from the sky he could see the behavior of Lord Shiva. So Srila Prabhupada remarked that in jokingly, because both Lord Shiva and Chitraketu, almost they were on the same level in terms of devotional service. Their devotion for Lord Vishnu, they were almost the same level. That jokingly, Lord Chitraketu criticized the behavior of Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva, being a pure devotee, nothing happened to him. But Parvati felt very much insulted and she cursed Chitraketu. And the curse was that you don't deserve to sit in the assembly of a devotee. You are not an associate of Lord. Rather, you are behaving as a demoniac personality, so you take birth in a low, sinful, demoniac family. This was cursed. He was a great devotee, favored by Lord Vishnu, Shankarsana Dev. He was traveling all over the world and engaged in pure devotional service, remembering the Lord. Next moment, he received the curse. He was cursed to take birth in a low and sinful demoniac family. So when Lord Mother Parvati cursed, immediately Chitraketu descended from airplane, descended from the aircraft, bowed down the lotus feet of Mother Parvati as well as Lord Shiva. And all humility in his command, he pleased Mother Parvati. Mother Parvati, I am sorry I criticize Lord Shiva, but please forgive me. Of course, I am not asking you to release from your curse. I am accepting with all humility in my command, I am accepting your curse. Only thing that I am sorry because you are angry on me. Otherwise, curse I am accepting. And he also, Chitaketu said that sukha and dukha, happiness and distress are given as a result of one's purva karma, previous karma. So I am going to be in a such an awkward position. I am going to take birth in demoniac family, sinful family. So sukha and I was destined to be there. Sukha and dukha is destined by one's past karma. What we are doing in our previous life, same thing we are getting. So, with all his humility, he tried to please, satisfied Mother Parvati, and then he offered obeisances, respect to Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, and he went away. Then, many verses, approximately 10, 11 verses, Lord Shiva has spoken about that incident. Lord Shiva talked about the greatness and glories of Vaishnava. He was talking to Mother Parvati, my dear wife, you have seen right in front of you the greatness, the glories of the devotee. Though you curse him, such a severe, such a powerful curse was there, you have cursed him, but still he did not get disturbed at all. Not only this, he was competent enough to curse you in retaliation. Chitraketu was as powerful as Mother Parvati. So Lord Shiva, you have seen, he was competent enough, he was powerful enough to curse you in retaliation, but he did not. Rather, he pleased you. He tried his level best to satisfy you. So, you can understand the greatness or glorious situation of a devotee. The Shiva Prayer statement, many verses Lord Shiva spoke. And also Lord Shiva is speaking that a pure devotee who engage himself in pure devotional service, really they are not interested at all about the happiness and distress of this material world. There one verse appears here, Narayan paraha sarve na kutaschana vibhyati swarga pavark narkesu api tulyarth darshana. They are free from rag and dvesh, attachment and hatred. They are not interested in material happiness or distress. This simply their interest is to serve the Lord. Swarga, swarga apavarg narkesu api tulyarth darshina. Tulya artha darshina. If anywhere they go in any situation, they have only one interest, their one purpose. They try to find out, they try to get opportunity to serve the Lord, engage himself in devotional service. That is the only interest of a devotee. They are not interested of distress or happiness. They are not attached, they have no attachment, and though they have no hatred for anything. Swarg apvarg narkesu. Even they may go to heavenly planet, or they may get liberation, or they may go in hellish condition of life. But any situation, wherever they go, simply they try to find out opportunity, to get opportunity to serve the Lord. Service, bhakti, that only interest. And now you have seen that devotee, he is cursed by you. He is going to take birth in a sinful, low family, sinful family, demoniac family. But when we go there, he will find some opportunity to serve the Lord. And about devotional service, it is stated in Vedic literature that our devotional service, bhakti, remains intact in any situation of material life. Neha bhi kramanashusti pratyavayuna vidyate svalpam api asya dharmasya trayati mahato bhayat. When Lord Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, he was talking about devotional service. Then he said, Neha abhikramanasu isti. In this endeavor, when we are in executing devotional service, we are performing devotional service, then there is no any loss. Neither it will be lost nor it will be minimized. Whatever we have earned devotional service, that service will remain intact, akshundra. So devotees are not disturbed in going any situation because they know that my devotion, my bhakti, my devotional service attitude will remain intact with me, and by the help or by dint of that devotional service, again I will engage in pure devotional service. So Lord Shiva was trying to convince Mother Parvati, you are wrong in your part. He was trying to tell that she was wrong in her part in cursing such a great devotee, Chitraketu Maharaj. And Mother Parvati was also very much, she was very much surprised to see the behavior of such a Vaishnava, Chitraketu, because Chitraketu did not get disturbed at all. He was as peaceful as before. Nothing had happened to him. She was thinking that when I am going to curse, he will be very much disturbed. Such a great powerful curse, by the power of this curse. So nothing happened. Also Lord Shiva tried to convince her that this should be accepted as a standard behavior of a Vaishnava. Vaishnava should not be get disturbed in any situation. That is a standard behavior of Vaishnava. That should be considered, accepted. That should be appreciated as a standard behavior of a pure devotee. So Chitraketu did like that. After hearing that statement, in whole thing, Lord Shiva was trying to convince her. She was trying to convince Parvati that you are wrong in your part by cursing him. And now we have seen, realized the greatness or glorious position of a pure devotee. And then about a greatness of Lord, of a pure Vaishnava talking. And this verse, 36 verse, iti srutva bhagavatah shivasya. After hearing the statement, this pravachan, this lecture of Lord Shiva, who is bhagavatah, almost as powerful as Lord himself, very powerful personality, topmost demigod, Mahadev. When Uma, Parvati, the wife of Lord Shiva, heard this statement, iti srutva bhagavata shivasya bhagavata statement, after hearing, what happened, what was the effect on Mother Parvati? Babhuva shantadhi. She became peaceful. She was also very much disturbed when Chitraketu Maharaj, Chitraketu was criticizing Lord Shiva. That time she was extremely disturbed. And while cursing, she was again disturbed. And when nothing happened, when Chitraketu was not disturbed by knowing that nothing worked, my statement, such a severe curse did not disturb Chitraketu, then she became again extremely disturbed. But after hearing this statement, Pravachan, Katha of Lord Shiva about the glorious position, about the greatness of a devotee, she also became peaceful. Babhuva Shant Dih. Shant means peaceful. Dih means intelligent. She become peaceful. Srila Prabhupada ji given commentary purport only about this verse. So he quotes Vishwanath Chakravarti. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that the Shant Dih. Here is word where it appears Shant Dih. Third line. The Shant Dih. शांत दीमन स्वीय पूर्व स्वभाव स्मृत्या. After she remembered that how I got disturbed when Chitraketu was criticizing Lord Shiva and me, and how I cursed him. So this she was remembering. First she was remembering behavior of Chitraketu, he criticized Lord Shiva. Second, she was concerned, I got disturbed by hearing those criticism. And then, next happened that nothing did work, nothing could disturb Chitraketu. So this Smritya, she remember all this incident, and then she become very much peaceful. Rajan Bigat Vismaya. And Mother Parvati become Bigat Vismaya. Vismaya means laughing, smiling. Vigat means not. So she was very much surprised. She was very much astonished to see that behavior. But by hearing the statement of Sri Sri Radha Gokulanand ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. So after hearing this statement, this pravachan, instruction of Lord Shiva, she became very much peaceful. She could understand, and she became bigat vismaya. Very much surprised to see such a first, many times she has been, she is also a great devotee, wife of Lord Shiva. She was one of Mahabhagavat, that 12 personality that know the mystery of devotional service. They are great personality, Mahabhagavat, among 12, Lord Shiva is one. Shambhu Narado Shambhu Kumarah Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayash Kirvayam Jamraj. All these 12 personality to wing. Wife of such an exalted personality, great devotee. And she always got opportunity to hear directly from Lord Shiva. Association of Lord Shiva. So she is also considered to be a great devotee. But this point she could realize that though I am also devotee of Lord Vishnu, but I am not as great as Chitraketu. And she realized that it was wrong in my part that I curse such a big devotee. I offended such a great devotee. So this happened. Then in continuation, almost it is in the conclusion, concluding verses, few verses about this chapter, concluding verses of this chapter. So this is in a general statement, description about how Mother Parvati cursed Chitraketu Maharaj, who was a great devotee. And also we know, for that reason, since he was cursed, Maharaj Chitraketu was cursed by Mother Parvati, that reason why he took birth, he appeared. Chitraketu appeared in the form of Vritrasur, in the demoniac family, from the flame of fire. That rishi, what was the name of the rishi was performing yajna? Toshta, very great rishi Toshta. Once upon a time, Toshta's son of Toshta, Toshta was the name of a rishi, his son was Vishwarup, and Indra had accepted, all demigods had accepted Vishwarup as their priest, spiritual master, and on his behalf, on their behalf, on the behalf of all demigods, the Vishwarup was offering oblation in the fire, chanting the mantra on behalf of all demigods. So demigod were getting power by the oblation. He was offering oblations. But Vishwarup mother was from demoniac family. So hidingly he was also chanting mantra so that demons also get power. Yajna was performed by Indra, demigod, all ingredient, whole arrangement was done. So he was offering oblation on behalf of demigod. So demigod was getting power. But since he has little attachment, Vishwarup has attachment for his mother's side, so hidingly, without pronouncing properly, slowly he was also chanting mantra so that by the offering oblation, the demons also are getting power. So when Indra came to know that this person is cheating us, immediately he released his weapon and chop off his head right on the in front of and near the yajna kunda. Whole yajna was going on, and next moment happened that his head was cut off, separated. When the Toshta, the father of Vishwarup, heard this incident, he became very much upset with demigod, especially Indra. Vishwarup was not interested in becoming priest, but they requested, no, you come and do yajna for our self, for our power. They requested, he was not interested, he was not willing to come. That this job of a priest is very much abominable. It is not very prestigious job. You are going funeral ceremony, this, that, and down donation or get it. Considered very, very impure earning. So Vishwarupa was not interesting. All the demigod went there requesting the and he accepted, and he did little mistake, Vishwarup. For that he was given capital punishment, he was killed. He became very much upset. Immediately he started another yajna. Toshta started another yajna with the intention that he wanted to get a son, the son who could kill Indra. There is no any compromise. Indra should be killed for this sinful activity. For that reason, Toshta Rishi was performing yajna, offering oblation in the fire. Right from the fire, from the flame of fire, Chitraketu Maharaj took birth as a Vritrasura. And then you have previously heard about how the Vritrasura, though he was a devotee, pure devotee, his devotional service, his devotional attitude was completely intact. It remained intact in his heart. But because he was cursed by Mother Parvati, so immediately he attacked Indralok, and there were big fighting took place, and eventually Vritrasura was killed by Indra. So when fighting was going on, war was going on, Vritrasura has also spoke something about pure devotional service. Aham Harir Pad Mulaik Dasur. Aham Harir Pad Mulaik Daso Das. Aham Harir Pad Mulaik. How is this? He said, he was praying the Lord, and requesting Indra. So when this description was described, Sukadeva Goswami was describing about the glorious, very sublime statement, Ukti, of Vritrasura about devotional service or pure devotional service, at that time, Maharaj Parikshit asked, how come there is a demon, how his devotional service are intact, how come that he becomes such a pure devotee? And then in order to give the answer of that question of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami was speaking about the previous birth of Vritrasura. First he was Chitraketu, we are reading about, and then he was cursed and he took birth as a Vritrasura. But the incident of Vritrasura is described before this chapter. He was describing about Vritrasura, then Parikshit Maharaj asked about the previous birth of Vritrasura, and then the whole description comes. So here in brief, in this verse, described that when Lord Shiva instructed, you are talking about devotee and pure devotional service to his wife, Mother Parvati, then how she was affected, what happened to her. So a statement talked about Sukadeva Goswami, Bhuva Shantadhi, she became peaceful after listening, after hearing Parvachan, Katha, statement of Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati became very much satisfied, peaceful, and same time she was very much no more any surprise. She could understand the glorious situation of her pure devotee, a Vaishnava. And that should be a standard. She could understand ki this behavior should be accepted or should be appreciated as a standard behavior of a pure devotee of Lord Vishnu, Vaishnava. In term of, he was cursed and he was competent enough, he was able to curse her also in retaliation, but he did not. So that was a glorious position of Maharaj Chitraketu. So here I show further also description what happened. Few verses also Sukadeva Goswami described what happened to Mother Parvati. Okay, here I stop. So any question or in comment?